Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Sponsored by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Welcome back to the Hockman and Crowder Show, 5 o'clock hour here.
Hey!
What's up, Crowder? So, Hawk is so excited about Uncut Gems coming back. He bolted, and I believe he's watching Uncut Gems right now. He couldn't wait. He couldn't wait until it gets released on IMAX.
He's going to the IMAX right now?
He's going to camp out at the IMAX right now.
I had a bunch of movies better with Adam Sandler in them than that, but
sure.
We don't get into it.
For sure. Absolutely. 10. I told you, just off the top of my head, I could have rattled off 10 when we talked about it earlier. And, bro, I mean, you single-handedly brought up like 8 better than Uncut Gems. Easy.
Hustle's better than Uncut Gems. It came out after it.
Hustle was really good.
Hustle was a good movie.
Yeah. So, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We got Dolphins news. We've got Heat news. The Panthers play tonight. We talked with Doug Plagans in the last hour, though, Crowder, about chips. Here's some of the texts that came in. Somebody said Funyuns and Chester's Flaming Hot Fries are the best. The thing is that Funyuns aren't potato chips, but Funyuns are fire. And I don't are like Flaming Hot Cheetos aren't potato chips either, right? They're just
We talked about this when we knew Chip Day was coming up. I asked, I was like, are the crunchy Cheetos, are the puff Cheetos, are Cheetos, are those potato chips? Because now the list kind of changes with the puffs, but they're not potato chips. So if you go potato chip day, Solana, in my opinion, we got to go straight potato chip. I don't even know if Pringles are potato chips because they're crisps.
Yeah, I think they are, though. I think they're potato crisps. Right?
They're not potatoes. Is it potato crisp day or potato chip day?
But here's where it gets confusing. If we were doing a Mount Rushmore of potato chips, which I prepared, by the way, and we don't have to do it, but I had like plantain chips, mariquitas, on my list. But they're not potato, but it's the same idea, right? Like it comes in a bag, you eat them like a potato chip. It's a potato chip. It's just made with plantains rather than potatoes.
Did you hear what you just said? It's a potato chip that's not potatoes.
Right, but it still counts, right? Doesn't it still count?
Does it count? Like the top plantain chips, they don't just plantain chips have a day?
They should. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I love me a plantain now.
Are you
kidding me? Crazy.
Give me a bag of mariquitas all day over anything, over Pringles. I was confused about the Pringles. I guess you love Pringles too.
I enjoy Pringles.
Am I the only one that is bothered with buying a box of Pringles? Because after the first like 8 or 9 that you eat, I mean, you really got to like stick your whole hand into this like tube that's not big enough for normal size hands. Crowder, I mean, your hand is 8 times the size of mine. No, don't brush me off here. Your hand is 8 times the size of mine. You're telling me you don't struggle putting your whole hand into the box, into the tube of Pringles, to now pull out one Pringle?
First, it's called a can of Pringles.
The
so
tube
this box thing.
The tube of Pringles.
But I'm gonna school you to something mm-hmm. that just is going to blow your mind.
Huh.
It's called Gravity.
Mm.
So if you turn that box of Pringles on its side and uh-huh. shake it, you know those little crisps slide on down and slide right into your hand.
But then they break, they crack. Now you have crumbs all over. You have crumbs all over your lap. I mean, no joke. Pringles. Hey.
I can't get my hand into a Pringles can. Right? So that's why I guess I evolved.
It doesn't make sense. Hey, Pringles, make the can an inch bigger. That's it. 1 inch bigger. And you've solved the world's biggest problem. Now everybody can fit their hand in the tube for the Pringles.
The world's biggest problem?
The world's biggest problem, in my opinion. At least the chip world's biggest problem.
You watch the news?
No. Absolutely not.
They make it tight so that they don't crumble.
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to be a chip with no crumbs, so every Pringle will be uniform all the way down, and they can bounce around in the tube. I don't know if you get... You know what a Pringle is?
Let's see. Are Pringles made of potatoes? Pringles have about 42% potato content, the remainder being wheat, starch, and flours, combined with vegetable oils, salt, and seasoning. So is it a potato chip if it's only 42% potato?
That's why they call it a crisp. Pringles are damn delicious.
Somebody says yuca chips are fire. Yuca fries or yuca tots. Funky Buddha happy hour. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So with the cheese inside, come on now.
What do you graze on, Crowder? I know what Crowder grazes on.
Don't ask me that question. I'm a grown man. Graze.
What do you graze on? I know what you like to eat, what you pick at all day. Cheese, right? Like you just eat cheese all day.
Sharp cheddar. The little Publix blocks that come with the slices.
Crazy.
I love to eat cheese. I love cheese.
I feel like you have a charcuterie board ready to go at your house 24/7.
Right now, I do have salami slices. I have some pepperoni in there. I do have a charcuterie board. The pita chips. So I get me a piece of pepperoni. I put me a sharp cheddar on top of a pita chip. Oh, man, come on. My wife put me on it. She loves hummus. My wife eats the hell out of hummus. Yeah. I'm not a hummus guy, but I steal her pita chips and I put a little meat and cheese on it.
Now that we're getting to this, man, now that we're digging deeper into chips in general, I don't think potato chips are even the best type of chips. I mean, we talked about it with Plagans, right? No, seriously, hear me out. Tortilla chips, we would all agree, is the best chip, right?
I don't know. It's very good, but not better.
Name another chip that's served at dinner as an appetizer. No, who's putting potato? What restaurant is putting out potato chips?
A burger joint. You got to have a point. There's no potato chip appetizers at nice meals. They have the spinach dip. They have the queso dip, and those all come with tortilla chips.
Those come with tortilla chips. And if I'm at a sports bar. And I order a burger, and they're bringing me potato chips instead of French fries, I'm getting the hell out of there.
You know what? I don't know about this point, because potato chips are delicious, but as a meal. Because I'll tell you this, you're not walking into a gas station and getting a bag of Tostitos to jump in the car with. You're going to get some chips.
Yeah, okay, but all right, hear me out. So tortilla chips, I think we all agree. Jimmy, do you agree? Tortilla chips, best chip, most versatile chip.
Yes.
Okay. You just mentioned pita chips. Whew. Those Stacy's pita chips.
Stacy's.
I'd rather just munch on pita chips, dip them into hummus, than I would a Lay's chip. And then I just brought up.
What?
You'd rather
Lay's and French onion. Come on, bro. That's better than pita and hummus.
You think
not? It's probably 10 times less healthy. It makes you fat. But a original Lay's in a French onion dip? Bro, that's the elite chip dip combination out.
Somebody makes a great point. 305-567-0560. They don't put nachos or nacho cheese on potato chips. Yeah, it's tortilla chips, for sure.
Well, yeah. They'll get mushy.
And then... Brought it up, mariquitas. I mean, that's better. That's better. Come any on. Day than a Lay's potato chip any day of the week, bro. Any day.
That's the fried bananas, right?
Yeah. Well, it's a plantain.
And they're good. They're good. But it's not better than a potato chip or tortilla chip or a Frito or corn chip.
Man.
Plantain chips are the lesser chip that is made in the world.
Oh, my God. Stop it. You're just embarrassing yourself. Now you're embarrassing yourself, brother.
Potato, corn. Yeah. Plantain chip is the lesser chip of all chips made. Mm. I'll take a seaweed snack over a plantain chip.
I will fight you right now. Seaweed. The fact that we were at your comedy event and like 8 people came up to us. Oh, you guys made me love seaweed snacks. My husband buys seaweed snacks. Is genuinely, it's exactly why, you know, radio can do evil in this world as well. It can do great things. This medium can provide great things, but seaweed snacks infiltrating the homes of thousands of Americans because of Hawk and Crowder is an example of this medium doing evil things as well.
Seaweed snacks are delicious. They got salt vinegar. They got teriyaki. You got to get the seaweed snacks, man. Mm-hmm. That way your body looks the way it does.
All right. Yeah. All right. Seasoning.
You don't cleanse your insides.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure your insides look great when you just took down a whole plate of salami and cheddar cheese in the past hour.
You got to cleanse your insides.
All right. While Hawk is standing in line outside of an IMAX, I do love the idea of Hawk speeding towards like the nearest IMAX to find out about Uncut Gems right now.
It's so funny.
He loves it. Let's get to headlines here. Driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. David Fiorones, if you're just joining us, you're just jumping in your car, haven't been paying attention today. The Dolphins made some more moves. David Fiorones of the South Florida Sun Sentinel covers the Dolphins. He has a Miami Dolphins free agency tracker, Crowder. So I copied and pasted it from Twitter because he did the work for me. Shout out to David. Here we go. I'm going to run through it really quickly. Players lost. Christian Wilkins, Robert Hunt, Andrew Van Ginkel, Brandon Jones, Raekwon Davis. We know that. We spent a lot of time on Monday. Felt like the Dolphins window had closed. They were in for a reset year based on those names. But here we go. Players added. And by the way, players released: Xavien Howard, Jerome Baker, Emmanuel Ogba, Keon Crossan. So I guess you could add those to the players who will no longer be here. And then the Dolphins did re-sign punter Jake Bailey. They made that official today. Savon Ahmed as well made official today. Nick Needham, Robert Jones, and Elijah Campbell. But here are the players added: Jordan Poyer, Shaquille Barrett, Jordan Brooks, Aaron Brewer, Jonnu Smith, the linebacker Anthony Walker, defensive tackle Neville Gallimore, defensive back Cyron Neal, and then today, during the show, the Dolphins agreed to terms with former Dolphin Benito Jones, who's a starter with Detroit, tight end Joey Fortson, who played with Tyreek in Kansas City, and probably the biggest acquisition, perhaps, of the entire free agency period up to now, Crowder. There's an argument to be made, but cornerback Kendall Fuller, who we expect to start alongside Jalen Ramsey now.
And that's what you do. And that's what Tyreek say? That Greer's in his bag. So X for Fuller, Walker and Brooks for Bake. What, Galladay, Benito Jones for Wilkins and Raekwon. Like, yeah, you have to, once you lose pieces, you have to put pieces in. But I will tell you now, Fuller at corner on the opposite side of Ramsey with Javon Holland, who's one of the highest-rated safeties in the NFL when he's healthy, next to Jordan Poyer, you still, after this, oh, I'm upset on Monday, you still have one of the best secondaries in the NFL. Now, you got to fill in. We got to see what Fuller and these guys do, because I'll be honest, I haven't watched a lot of these linebackers play because they weren't big-name guys. But watch the guys they bring in. I trust, we talked about it, you don't really like Chris Greer, Solana. I think Chris Greer is a great general manager. Just see what they're filling in. But as you look at the Crossans and the Ogbas and you look at the Hunts, see who they replaced them with. And they won't be the big money guys, but they need to find a way to plug pieces in that are cheaper than what they have now, because they've been whale hunting. Tyreek was a whale. Jalen was a whale. Bradley Chubb was a whale. Like, we were whale hunting for years. You have to go in and add pieces that are cheaper but can still produce. And I would say getting Jordan Poyer to put next to Javon Holland, that's one of the best safeties, if not the best safety duo in the NFL. I love that they figured that out.
Are you? Look at this. Hawk is back. Are you back?
Hey, I'm back.
We're on the air. I don't know if I just want to make sure. Okay.
Very well.
All right. Well, we're about to wrap up the segment here.
I know. I had to disappear for 15 minutes, and now I'm back.
Any thoughts on?
Nobody looked so confused.
Any thoughts on Neville Gallimore, Hawk?
Neville? I mean, he is on my Mount Rushmore of Nevilles. You've got Aaron Neville, the singer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Neville. There wasn't a linebacker, wasn't there a Neville for the
Neville
Dolphins?
Hewitt.
Neville Hewitt.
Yeah, he wore a neck collar.
What about Phil Neville?
Phil Neville. Mm-hmm. That's excellent. Former Miami FC manager before Tata Martino.
Inter Miami, but sure.
Whatever. And who's this guy?
Neville
Gallimore.
Gallimore.
Who's that?
Gallimore.
Dolphins' new defensive tackle.
Huh. All right.
Like him?
Oh, I couldn't be happier.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
They have more than replaced the positions they lost.
I'm not joking when I said it earlier. I was despondent on Monday. I think a lot of Dolphins fans. And it was like, the sky is falling. Chris Greer screwed this whole thing up with the salary cap situation. And day by day, they have really put together a decent defensive roster with some excellent additions. We love the offense already. I'm feeling all right. And I would imagine that, you know, free agency grades came out on a Monday. You'd have to revise them 20 after 5 on Thursday. Yeah. Because if you had graded the Dolphins a D or a C, or if you had done the winners and losers, if you had them in the losers category, I don't think you put them in the losers category anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And that's on Greer. For you to swing that fast in 3 days, four days, that's knowing that you have a good GM to figure it out. Because I remember Solana saying, they can't sign anybody. They're $25 million over the cap. And they worked the structure. They restructured. They did their thing. That's what good GMs do.
Solana,
and they
got to
figure
them.
It out. They still got to pay Tua. They still got to pay some guys.
Solana was all over them.
Yeah, Solana. Listen,
I'll admit, you know, perhaps I overreacted to days 1 and 2 of the early signing period or negotiation period. But hey, Greer, get a playoff win. I mean, what do you want me to tell you? Get a playoff win. It's Old Faithful. Hawk, I just have to wrap up headlines and then we're going to get out of here. I just want to ask you one quick question though, to recap part of this segment that we did when you were gone. Any trouble getting your hand into the Pringles tube?
Hmm.
Does that bother you at all?
It would be nicer if it was wider.
Oh, thank you.
It would. No, thank it you. Would. Because it's
then they would crumble faster. The part of the Pringle is that they're crisp and they don't have crumbs because they're in the tight tank.
Well, make the Pringle bigger then. Just make the Pringle bigger and you've just solved your own problem. Shrinkflation. It's killing us.
I mean, don't they have...
No, I'm serious, folks. No, that's my Joe Biden. I'm serious, folks. He does that with anything that he... No, I'm serious, folks.
Don't they have smaller cans of Pringles?
Yeah, but it comes with 6 Pringles. I mean,
you're talking about the little lunch Pringles, those, but those are even like they're like plastic, like they're not the tubular. But like, make it the size of the shoestring potatoes, little potato sticks. Make it a big thing and make 2 stacks of potatoes.
So a big hamburger-sized potato.
We can put people on the moon. You're telling me that we can't expand the size of the Pringles can to get our hands in there? Because then you got to get all cutesy at the end where you're dumping them into your hands.
The gravity, and are pouring in out. Your hand.
It's a whole mishigas.
And the reason the Pringle is that size is that you can put it in your mouth and you don't have to, you can, one Pringle, one bite.
Mm. Yeah. You do the duck
thing? Something could be done. Something could be done about the can. Even if there was maybe a little
Dorito.
If there was maybe a little side door on the can, so when you're halfway down, now you can access them from the side. You know, there's things that can be done.
Now we're talking.
I can't help it. Yeah, I can't help it. These companies want to be. Yeah, yeah.
A Pringle trap door.
Side access. Side access.
Just a quick look at the Players Championship leaderboard update at TPC Sawgrass. The Players Stadium core, Xander Schauffele, Rory McIlroy remain in the lead right now at 7 under par. They both shot a 65 today. Nick Taylor is in third at 6 under. He shot a 66 for today. That's brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. Heat will play Detroit tomorrow. And the Panthers play the Carolina Hurricanes tonight at 7 p.m.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.